Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Wow, I just got to say, I'm sitting here in the studio, my beads in hand, ready to pray the chapel of the Divine Mercy. And I've got a call screen in front of me here, and I don't see exactly who calls, but I see the numbers, and what a strong close to that last hour. Thank you. I think it's so important to say thank you sometimes, you know, especially to God. I mean, God is so good. I've been thanking him a lot lately. I've been reflecting over just the journey of my life and the blessings that he has given to me. When you look back in retrospect, you'll see the fingerprints of God all over your story. It's really amazing. Thank God for what he's given you. Thank him also for the crosses of your life, for this opportunity you're going through right now where there is a great struggle in your life, where, you know, you don't see any good coming out of it. Go to the scriptures, go to Romans 8:28 and stand on that scripture, you know, make that part of your credo. Well, there are promises that, you know, he works all things together for the good, for those who love him. And I guarantee you, he's going to work your situation out. I want you to know that, because I think sometimes you need to hear it. Sometimes you're in the storm, sometimes when it's dark, sometimes when you see no way out, when you see the situation getting worse, you're thinking it's impossible. I just say to you again, go back to Scripture. Go to the angel Gabriel. What did he say to the virgin? Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing's impossible for him. That's my credo. That's my motto. It hangs over a crucifix in my chapel here at Relevant Radio. Nothing is impossible with God. That's why I pray this prayer with you every day. I want you to know that. I want you to believe that. I want you to pray with that type of faith and trust, because you're going to see the fruit of your prayer. You really are. I'm absolutely convinced of it. I want to send a shout out to a wonderful listener, Daphne, down in Cape Town, South Africa. I got an email from South Africa. I love that. Drew, thank you. I'm so grateful for the chaplet and for the rosary each day. She says, I have some prayer requests. Can you pray for my daughter who's job hunting away from home and for a man of God to partner her in that relationship that she's having with another female? All right. So we will pray for the situation, especially. Also, for my oldest son, who is immigrating to Australia soon, their plans are to be blessed and to fall in the place of God. Once, for my son to find employment soon, to step out and to step up to being that godly father. And also for my husband and children, she says, to find their way back to the church, back to praying, back to allowing God into their everyday lives. Hey, thank you for writing. And we are one family, even though we're separated maybe by by oceans or geography. We're intimately connected with God, and there is no separation when it comes to prayer. So I'm grateful to pray for you, and I'm grateful to have you pray with us and be part of our beautiful spiritual family here. I'm in studio today with Chris Flood, and she's been a long time a friend here at the network and a faithful prayer warrior. Chris, good to be in studio with you again today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you in person.
Yeah, we don't have a delay, do we?
No.
That was kind of hard, kind of awkward. Anything you want to pray for?
I would just like to pray for anyone who is mourning the loss of a loved one, especially a child.
Oh, all right. We'll certainly pray right now. That is a difficult loss. And we'll take your intentions as well. We'll begin as we do every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, our first call today comes from Grace, praying with us in Austin, Texas. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Drew.
Hey.
I want to offer prayers, first of all, on Thanksgiving for Relevant Radio and you and all those who work with Relevant Radio and bring so much joy and wisdom to us.
Thank you.
I want to lift up all souls in purgatory, and I am praying for mercy for my friend Maria Silva, who is going to have surgery tomorrow for thyroid cancer.
Yeah.
And that's it. Just want to ask our Lord to please heal her or help her through this process.
Hey, Grace, thank you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for for praying for me and for all of us here at Relevant. I want to pray for you, for your needs, especially for your friend Maria Silva and all those who are facing surgery, especially those who are battling cancer. Lord, I ask for your merciful touch on those souls today. I ask for healing. I ask for complete recovery. I ask you to be the hands of the surgeons. If it's through medicine or chemo or radiation or immunotherapy or any other approach, Lord, I just ask that healing take place. You bless and you heal. And today I offer this entire chaplet up for the souls in purgatory, for those who've gone before us, for our family members, for our friends, for those we've encountered, for those forgotten souls who have no one to pray for them. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, it's good to hear from New Mexico. Pamela's praying with us there. Hi, Pamela.
Hello, Drew.
Hi.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Yeah. I am praying for you and your special intentions and the intentions of your family for Relevant Radio for a successful pledge drive. And my main prayer request today is for a family member. His name is Adam. He is a 36-year-old man, a husband, a father of two, a brother, a son, an uncle, and a very good man. He is currently battling for his life on a ventilator with COVID, and he needs a miracle, Drew.
All right. Well, let's pray for it, Pamela. I'm going to do that. First of all, thank you. Thank you for your prayers.
I can't tell you, my
heart's touched by your generosity. Thank you for praying for me and my intentions. I need him. I value it. Satan does not like what I do. Believe me, there are many ways he tries to attack, and I'm grateful for your prayers. Pamela, I'm going to pray for all of your personal needs. I know you didn't ask for anything, but we give in particular, Lord, Adam, now on a ventilator, fighting against COVID. I pray for an end to this wretched disease, this pandemic, Lord. I ask for healing, and I ask in a particular way for protection for those with comorbidities and vulnerability to this disease. But I do pray for those in these critical conditions right now, especially for this man now on a ventilator. He's only 36 years of age. So from this moment forward, from the very time we utter these prayers, Heavenly Father, I pray for a change, a transformation in his health. May this be a witness and a testimony to the power of this prayer and your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before I go back to the phones, let me invite Maggie in. She's got a great story to share. Something very unique happened at Relevant. Of course, she is also monitoring our Twitter feed, at Drew Mariani Show. Please follow us. Leave your prayer intentions there. You can email me as well. And Maggie brings many of them to the prayer family here. Maggie, what's going on?
Yeah, something happened earlier. One of the other producers came in and said that a man stopped by our Park Ridge office here. His name was Eugene. So I hope Eugene is listening. He was a big biker guy. And he said that one day he was out riding the bike. It was happened to be the day that his mother passed away. And he turned on the radio at 3 o'clock. And he heard our chaplet, and he said he started to cry. And he said, yeah, that's a lot to admit as a biker. His name is Eugene, and apparently he's doing a lot of work here in Chicago helping Polish immigrants assimilate to America. So I think that's great. We've got a bunch of requests from Twitter. Meritus is asking for prayers for her daughter Priscilla and husband Sam, who are going through a divorce. They have two young boys. Hope actually wrote us a letter that came in the mail yesterday. She's praying for her brother JR, who lost a leg to diabetes and might lose the other one. He also has dementia, so that's extra hard. Kelly's asking for prayers for her friend Don, who's in the final stage of his fight with glioblastoma. Sorry, that's a mouthful. Glioblastoma.
Serious cancer.
Yeah, so pray for him. And Marcia is asking for prayers for her friend Heidi, who has schizophrenia, and for her husband. Lots of prayers.
Amen. Well, Maggie, thank you. And Eugene, thank you, brother. Thank you. It takes a big man to show his emotions, and I love that. And I'm so grateful for your prayers. I'm sorry for the loss of your mother. We'll pray for her soul now, too. And I'm so grateful for all of you who join me every day to pray. I want to pray for all those intentions that were just voiced. And I want to pray for your intentions too, and I'll bring Ann into the conversation here as we move along. Ann, good afternoon, and thanks for listening in St. Paul.
Hi. Thank you, Drew. Hi, thank you so much for what you do and introducing me to this prayer. I want to pray for my friend Ann. I worked with her for years. She's fighting aggressive form of sarcoma, which started on her hand, and they removed it from her hand, and then it progressed, and they had to remove her hand and her forearm. And then they have now on Wednesday, they're going to be removing part of the rest of her arm, shoulder, and her collarbone. And I'm just praying that it's a 4-hour surgery tomorrow afternoon, that God bless her with being cancer free, if that's God's will, for a successful surgery. And for just God's mercy, and I just to be cancer-free. She's been struggling with this for a year now, so
Let's pray for it right now. You got it. I'm so grateful for that call, and it's the beauty of what we do. We'll pray for each other, and Ann, let's pray for your friend, Ann. I know I give you all those facing upcoming surgery. I have a friend who's got a friend named Eric who's got a big surgery coming up on Thursday, and we've been praying for him, and we just ask for your mercy, Lord, on our health, on our finances, on our relationships. We come to you and we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call comes from Lisa in Walpole, Massachusetts. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how are you, Drew?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm appreciative of this ministry, and God bless you. It's kept me going the past year and a half, and I've been doing job interviewing for about a year and a half and been underemployed, and tomorrow's another make it or break it, third interview, and I really have to wow her, I'm told. So
wow.
I need prayers. I have the 30 years experience. I just need to wow her, is what I've been told.
Yeah. Nothing like a little bit of pressure, huh? Lisa, let's pray for you. All right. I know that this is important to you. And I'm glad you got through today. I really am. We're going to cover you in prayer now. We'll pray for you tomorrow, too. Make sure you send us an email, and I'll try to remember to bring that to everybody as well. But do this. Put your trust in God. And just keep, when you feel those nerves rising, just keep repeating that prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. Lord told St. Faustina, Diary Entry 294, he says, look, tell souls to come. You know, you come in contact with, trust in my infinite mercy. I love souls with complete confidence in me. I'll do everything for them. So right now, let's trust in the Lord. I know he's on your side. I know he's got something perfect for you. And Lord, I just pray for those who are underemployed, those who are unemployed, those facing these important interviews, Lord, those who need these jobs, those who are struggling financially. And I give you this. And I place my confidence in you, Lord, especially on behalf of those who have weak faith right now, who are overcome by anxiety and by fear and have that spirit of distrust. And I ask that Lisa have eloquence, that she have intelligence, that her charisma absolutely wows the person that's interviewing her. And I just ask for really great results. And I re-echo this prayer for anyone who's in a similar situation. We turn to you once again and we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our final decade comes from Blanca, listening to us in Illinois. Hi, Blanca, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Yeah, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for always being so compassionate, and you never cut anybody off, and you always listen to them. I listen to you every day, and it's, I think it's so wonderful. I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And, that's kind.
And I'm praying for, I'm asking for my husband, like for my marriage. I feel like he's gone to confession finally, but I feel like he's, and my son too, like mm-hmm. I feel like they're always angry and upset, you know. Like, yeah. So I wanted to pray for that. Like, I've been praying upon that, but I think they need healing. I don't know, you know. And yeah. Then I wanted to pray for my, I'm going to have a whole bunch of exams so that everything may go well.
All right. Thank well, let's pray so for much. You. Blanca, I'm glad you got through today. Great day. Let's call upon the souls in purgatory to pray for you as well. But I want to pray for your marriage, for your health. Lord, wherever there is division in relationships, I ask for that healing amongst spouses and family members and amongst friends and coworkers. I ask for that healing. Where there's infidelity or mistrust or abuse, I pray for healing as well. I give you all of Blanca's intentions. I unite them to all who are now on hold, all those who've written to me and all those who are united with me in prayer. We trust in your great mercy. And with confidence, we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin, most powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko,
pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. I cannot thank you enough. Do not fear. That's my message to you. As we face these trials of life, whether job interviews, or whether they're cancer, or whether it's the finances that are crushing us, or whatever it is, Jesus is infinitely more powerful than your problem. He's more powerful than all of hell combined. So just the invocation of his name, what does scripture tell us? It says every knee will bend, right? Every head must bow. I mean, that's the power of the name of Jesus. And you keep praying this chaplet. How many times do we say the name Jesus in that prayer? You know, I just love it. Jesus, have mercy on us. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on us. Look, I ask for your help right now, too, if you could. We have a pledge drive, and we always put aside time for prayer. And I think it's so great, you know, instead of saying, hey, we need help. We do. We say, Lord, have mercy on us. And I just want to make that invitation to you right now during this special hour. This is an hour in which grace flows. It's an hour in which the Lord told St. Faustina, the hour of his great sacrifice, that special graces flow. You know, there's special protection, there's special blessing that comes when we meditate on the passion of the Lord. And I'm going to ask if you could help right now, if you could call 877-291-0123, make a pledge early. We're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. And we're the only network that I know that really does this beautiful interactive chaplet. And if you find value in it, could you help? Even a small pledge right now, a $10 pledge will become $20. A $100 pledge becomes $200. $1,000 becomes $2,000. We have a dollar-for-dollar match right now. I'm going to give you the telephone number. When you make that call, or if you go online to relevantradio.com, or if you use the mobile app, leave us your prayer intention. Because I do want to pray for you. I mean, it's so important that those intentions for that child or for that loved one that's away from the faith or for that person that's addicted or for that financial need, we are praying for those souls. We are praying for those. You know, I was thinking about St. Faustina, and there's this meditation in her diary I stumbled across the other day, and it says, pure love gives the soul strength at every moment, right? Pure love gives the soul strength at the very moment of dying. He says, what the Lord said, when I was dying on the cross, he told Faustina, I wasn't thinking about myself. And he was writhing in that pain and that agony. He says, but I was thinking about poor sinners. And I prayed for them to my Father. At this hour which Christ hung on the cross for you and for me, if no one else existed but you, Jesus Christ would have died for you. And he would have prayed for you. And that's what he did at that final hour. The ultimate act of love and sacrifice. And I ask you to do the same thing. Can you make an act of love? Can you show God how much you love him, how much you are appreciative of him? Can you do it for this chaplet, which has prayed for the sick and the dying every day? Could you call 877-291-0123 and make a pledge? Go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. Donations will be doubled if you do it right now. And I'd appreciate it. It means the world to me, and I'm so grateful for our time together. I'll be right back.
Your virtual parish. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It's time to join the family by logging on to relevantradio.com or call 877-291-0123. We had a great hour last hour. 150 Relevant Radio listeners stood up and said, I want to be counted. I want to make a contribution to your effort. And they made a heartfelt pledge. But we know one thing, Drew, the 3 o'clock hour, those who listen during the hour of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, they're usually the most generous. Historically, through our pledge drives, that's when we see the largest outpouring of support. So, Drew, I'm going to challenge listeners this hour to step up and double what we did last hour. Wow. Could we have 300 people make a pledge this hour? I think we can do it. We're already off and running. We have 48 people that have already stood up in the first little bit here in the hour. But I know that you have thousands and thousands who join you daily in prayer during the Divine Mercy Chaplet. So this hour, we're going to challenge 300 of them to step up. Here's the number, 877-291-0123. And to give you added incentive, if you make that pledge right now, we're going to match it 100%. Every pledge in the next 32 minutes will be doubled. So log on now at relevantradio.com and join the family.
877-291-0123. You are family. So come on. Family supports one another. Great time to get on. Mike holding out a big cup. You know, I often preach that. You know, we'll be measured with the cup with which we measure, right? I often believe that. And the only thing we take with us is what we send ahead of us. And that's our acts of charity and kindness and love. And I'm asking you to hold out a big cup, too. You ask God to fill it with blessings for you. I'm holding out a big cup right now and asking you to fill it for me. All right? Relevant Radio needs you. We're on the air because of you. We've gone from pledge drive to pledge drive because people like you have said, okay, I'm on board. Whatever you can do, it'll be magic. Dollar for dollar right now, it'll get doubled. And maybe you're in a tight spot. Could you spare $10? Could you spare 20? Could you 25? What could you do for the Lord? Your generosity is going to help so many souls. I'm telling you, you're going to bless so many lives. God is going to be, he's going to be pleased with your merciful heart. So thank you for what you can do. And if you can't give, then do this. Just say a prayer right now. Ask the Lord to touch the heart of that person listening who can and who might be on the fence. We need you. We're listener supported. Help us promote God's mercy. Help us to pray the chaplet every day here. Help us to bring Christ to the world. Thank you. 877-291-0123. Make that call or go online.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
What a strong start to that goal of 300 calls. That's Mike Kendall, our chief programming officer, or executive vice president of programming, I should say, had put out a big cup. And I always say, let's fill it. You know, you ask God for it, he'll fill a small cup as easily as he'll fill a large cup. And I'm so grateful. Thank you for supporting this hour. Thank you for tuning in. Tell others about the chaplet and feel free to join us. The number 877-291-0123 that you can make a pledge and be part of this great hour. It's going to be record setting. And also online at relevantradio.com or the mobile app. I'm joined by Father Rocky, and as we've been talking about for probably the past 6 weeks or so, we have been in a novena, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier. You know, we got the Dobbs case coming up, and one of the things that Relevant Radio does, one of the things your support does, is it helps to promote devotionals like this. We have a Mass every day. In fact, it's broadcast twice a day. You also have the chaplet prayed in the afternoon here, but you have the rosary as well. So you have all these landmarks throughout the day where you can gather for prayer. And we started a novena. I was at Mass today. Father Rocky celebrated, and I saw stacks of petitions. And Father, fill everybody in on this novena. This is wonderful.
Drew, it's great
good to
be
have
here.
You here.
Yeah, no, it's great to be here. All right, so today is All Souls Day.
Yep.
And I remember as a kid, we'd go to Mass on All Saints Day. That was great because we'd have the day off. It was a holy day of obligation. Yep. So as Catholics, we got really good at trick-or-treating because you could stay out till midnight because you didn't have to go to school in the morning, right?
That's right.
And we'd all go to Mass on All Saints Day. But our family, we'd also go on All Souls Day. And I realized, gee, a lot of people go on All Souls Day too, yep, even though it's not a holy day of obligation. So all right, a little background here. Last year, this time, the election had just ended, and everybody was in a tizzy, right? You had the election, you had COVID, you had Black Lives Matters, and people just wanted to have some good news. So immediately, all sorts of organizations are into Christmas and Advent. And I'm thinking, wait a second, it's only November 7th. we're in November. November's the month of the dead, and we got to keep people focused on this. So we sent an email to people last year and announced on the air, did like a three-day promotion. And we were amazed, like 8,000 people wanted to be part of this novena for the Holy Souls, and they submitted like 60,000 names of loved ones. So that was a real eye-opener for me. You know, there's a real, among our audience, there's real awareness of their loved ones who passed away, and they don't want to forget them.
Yeah.
They just don't want to forget them. And as Catholics, we don't forget our dead, right?
Yeah.
That's why the cemeteries are very important to us and going out there on certain days. So this year, our marketing promotional team, we said, well, let's give it a two-week runway, start October 15th. And by the time I celebrated the first Mass today, we had like over 375,000 names. We had to print them all. We've got 3,000 pages. 3,000 pages. You know, they stack up pretty high.
They do.
On the altar, right? And then you put them on your laptop and it's a huge file because we've got like five files with, you know, like 400 pages in each or 500 pages. And, you know, I was just Googling there and did a word search for the last name Hoffman.
Yeah.
All right. So, but hey, there's a lot of Hoffmans out there. I didn't know any of them, right? This is somebody else. I should do a word search for Mariani.
Yeah,
right?
I'd love that.
There'd be a lot out there. So anyway, that's what we're doing, folks. We're doing a nine-day novena to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. And that began today at noon. And then you guys just prayed for them during the chapel. We'll do it again tonight at 7 p.m. during the Family Rosary Across America every day for 9 days. You can still sign up if you want to send in the name of your loved ones. And I just like to imagine three huge football stadiums filled with like 120,000 people each. And, you know, maybe our prayers are going to be the catalyst that get them out of purgatory, right? Because in purgatory, you can't do anything for yourself. You depend on other people to pray for you. And we're happy to do that, and we're so happy that our listeners support us and allow us to do something like this. So we've had a marvelous year. You know, like 100,000 copies of your book on Divine Mercy were distributed, right? And then we had that St. Joseph booklet that was distributed, and then the Treasures of the Rosary, you know, like 60,000 of those. And Marriage insurance, right?
Yep.
And now this promotion, we've got a lot of great things going on. So I've never done a novena for souls before. Last year is the first time I did one. And I think part of my own personal resolution is I want to get out to the cemetery sometime between now and the 8th because I can get a plenary indulgence every day I do that. And although even during COVID conditions this year, the Vatican's extended to the end of November. And we saw a picture today. The Holy Father himself went out to a military cemetery and prayed and brought roses there. So that's a great example for us. You know, like the busiest guy in the world, he makes time on November 2nd to go out to the cemetery. And that's a good thing we can all do, right?
Yeah. It's a great point, too. So the indulgence, the plenary indulgence is extended all through November, right?
Not
just the first 8 days.
So it's usually just the first 8 days. That's called an octave.
Yeah.
In fact, I am writing an article every day for these 9 days. It's posted on the app on our website. If you signed up, you get it in your email box. And it's an octave is an 8-day celebration of a major feast day like Christmas, Easter, All Saints Day.
Yeah.
So like Sunday to Sunday. And the traditional indulgence, plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory is if you went out to a cemetery on those days. You can get one just for yourself today on November 2nd by going to a church and praying an Our Father and a Hail Mary. But the church wants to be very generous in these graces and extended it throughout the month of November in case there are any kind of COVID restrictions out there that could cut down capacity of cemeteries, although I don't really see how that's going to happen because cemeteries are huge, right?
Right. I don't see that many people going out. I wish they would. It would be great.
You see them on certain days, like Mother's Day and Father's Day. You know, they're all out there.
That's true.
So it's good for us to remember the dead because I think when a loved one dies, it's not an uncommon experience that we all at some level sort of regret. Yeah. Gosh, I didn't do enough. I didn't tell him or tell her I loved her enough. I didn't show enough love to my mother, to my father. You know, what was I thinking? Because young people, I think we can tend to be ungrateful until you get older and say, oh, my goodness, I was so spoiled, always doing my own thing, right? But it doesn't end when a person dies because their soul lives forever. We can still communicate with them and we can pray for them. We can visit the cemetery and leave some flowers there or a wreath or pray a rosary or have a mass offered for them or remember the rosary. And then they may, you know, return that favor to us. So that's what we want to encourage people to do.
I remember Sister Lucia de Santis. She was the sole remaining seer of Fatima.
Right.
She had once said that after the Mass, the most, you know, powerful prayer we can pray is the rosary.
Well, I'll bet.
And I just think of the promises that Our Lady has given to the rosary and how powerful that is for the souls. Now, we're praying all throughout the day here. And I would encourage anyone who has not taken advantage of this yet. I mean, you can still join up. You mentioned that today. The Mariani family's in there. Kathy, my wife, put her family in there.
We're
praying for a lot of people.
I got about 400 names in there.
You have 400?
Well, I know a lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know a lot more people are still alive, right? But I know a lot of people.
Yeah, that's
right. You work in a school and you're a priest for 30 years. You know a lot of people. These are just people I can remember, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So relevantradio.com/souls, right? Relevantradio.com.
I think so.
/souls. /souls.
Go there. You can sign up. And then also, if you sign up, you're going to get a little article I wrote. I did that over the weekend, yeah. 9 articles. I used to do that all the time. Yeah. For 13 years, yeah. I wrote this bi-monthly column for the Catholic Answer magazine by our Sunday Visitor.
Yeah.
So I picked out 9 themes. And the first one is for today. Can you really help – can your prayers really help someone who died? And the answer is yes, and I explain that. And then tomorrow's on how do you get to plenary indulgence by visiting a cemetery.
That's awesome.
And then the next one is the last rites, anointing of the six and viaticum, right? Your last mm-hmm. Holy Communion.
Yep.
Then the fourth one is on the apostolic pardon. Many people don't know about that, but it's a special grace and power a priest has to forgive sins of someone who's near death and also That's any awesome. Penalties that gets a plenary indulgence with. So I talk about that. Then I speak about the last things, death, judgment, heaven, hell, and purgatory. So that's 9 things there. And on purgatory, I quote Sister Lucia, yeah. right? She had that vision yeah. on May 13th, where she – in 1917, where she asked Our Lady about her friend Amelia, who was a little yeah, girl who had died. And she said to Our Lady, and what about my friend Amelia? How's she doing? And Our Lady said, she'll be in purgatory until the end of time. Right. But wait till you see my answer to that.
I can't wait to see that.
It sounds like really frightening, but it's also a riddle. It's not as shocking
and again,
as you might
this
think.
This was a young girl. Yeah. I thought, and this is before the age of pornography and smartphones
sure.
and tablets
sure.
and all the other things that people have got to contend with today. Right. What did that girl do?
So you got to read my answer to that.
So how do they get that?
How did they get that? Sign up at relevantradio.com/souls. Enter some names. And every day I'll get a daily email. And the one on purgatory is, you'll find the answer to that question.
I love it. All right. So go
it's
ahead and do
it. It's a metaphysical
that.
Riddle.
I love it. So when's that one coming? Is that coming up?
Yeah. When do we do purgatory? I think we do that right before heaven.
All right, well,
so
here
be
you
on
go.
That would be on the 8th day.
So here's the bottom line. Relevantradio.com/souls. You can do that while you're at it. Please make a pledge. We could use your support at 877-291-0123. We are in a pledge drive. There's a dollar-for-dollar match here today, too. Father, I take a short pause. Stay with me. When we come back, we'll talk much more. And if you could get on board right now, we could use it. Mike Kendall, who's our executive vice president of programming, he says, hey, we'd like to get 300 generous people to support Relevant Radio. And this is an apostolate that is really calling people to pray the rosary, the chaplet, to the Eucharist, and especially for the souls. And I'm telling you, those souls are grateful. We'll be right back.
Did you like what Drew and the guest had to say? Get caught up on this conversation and all the others by going to the Relevant Radio archives. Just search for The Drew Mariani Show.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Sister Maria of the Trinity, a sister who left France to create special homes for the elderly poor in the U.S. by founding the Gospel of Life Disciples and Dwellings, which helps elderly people in their late stages of life. Sister Maria is a registered nurse. Raquel, welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Sister Maria of the Trinity.
I am so inspired. I have been, like you, ignoring this call. I took the medical route and I became a doctor. Something like this would be a miracle here in Miami, Florida.
Well, I'll give you my phone number and maybe we can talk after the show. So I'd be happy to speak with you and encourage you in that direction.
Perhaps a little miracle is happening right here on the air.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Off and rolling. It's Join the Family Pledge Drive Day 2 already. We're asking you to log on to relevantradio.com or make that call at 877-291-0123. What an hour it's been already. You know, Drew mentioned that I had made a big ask, and maybe I didn't make a big enough request because we wanted 300 people to step up by the end of the hour. We are already over 200 people. We're counting down now with 100 left to go, 98, 97 more people to step up in the next 16 minutes, and we will hit our goal of 300 people this hour. Thank you so much. A big thanks to Betty in Coral Gables, Florida, who just made a $100 pledge. And Ann in Stockton, California, your $25 pledge, Ann, is double. gold, because every pledge that comes in this hour is being matched 100%. That becomes a $50 pledge from Stockton, California. And a big gift from Wisconsin Dells just now. Eric made a $600 pledge. Thank you, Eric. That $600 is now $1,200. And we only need 91 more people to step up at 877-291-0123. The best way to give when we're on a roll like this is online at relevantradio.com, because the phone lines are jammed right now. So make that pledge online and we'll count you this hour. Join the family. It's a lot of fun, Drew.
Yeah, Mike, we're down to 14 minutes. So there's a small window, but we can do it. We need heroic, generous givers. Get on board right now. 877-291-0123. Or online at relevantradio.com, or use the mobile app. Father Rocky's here with us as well. And Father, this is heroic giving. I mean, the generosity always is just, it's breathtaking.
It's been amazing. And I always tell people when it comes to pledge drives, give until you smile. Because many times you hear people say, give until it hurts.
Yeah.
No, I mean, our giving should make us happy. It should make us generous, right? Give until you smile. And sometimes people smile a real big way. And what's so great about the pledge drive is everyone can participate. There's no age limit. You know, you could be 94, you could be 4 years old with your parents' permission, right? With your parents' permission, all right? And if you're 94 years old, with your child's permission, right? Let's make that clear, all right?
That's funny.
Because you don't even have to be Catholic to donate. That's right. It's still tax deductible even if you're not Catholic. So 877-291-0123. If everybody does something, we're going to get there. We do need your support.
Mike?
230 people are smiling right now, Father. We only need 70 more smilers. Let's go. 877-291-0123. Give until you smile at relevantradio.com. And I promise you, you will smile, because we're matching every donation dollar for dollar. Join the family.
Well, thank you for your generosity. Boy, phones look great. You are the most generous listeners anywhere, and I am humbled by how big your heart is. Thank you for being part of this afternoon. Thank you for supporting Relevant Radio and all that we do. What you do when you support, too, is you make sure that the Mass is available for those who cannot get to it on a daily basis. We have the Mass every day at noon. You make sure that the Chapel of Divine Mercy is being prayed every afternoon. And this is that beautiful hour where so many people support in such a big way. And then, of course, the Rosary, which is broadcast at 7 Central. And you can join Father Rocky all across America. And that audience continues to grow. Not just across America, Father. I had a woman who wrote to me. She was from Australia, South Africa. I think
South
I said
Africa.
It to you.
Yep.
Praying the Rosary.
Sure.
We have people all over the world praying the Rosary.
Well, thanks be God to the social media and the internet.
Yep.
We are global. You know, our app's been downloaded in 192 countries around the world. And every night for the Family Rosary Cross America, and we could call it the Family Rosary Cross the world, right?
Yeah, amen.
Or across the galaxy, right? It's all over out there.
So
we had a huge crowd through the month of October because we partnered with EWTN, Knapp Institute, and we got Ivan Marie University, Catholic University of America, Focus, Fellowship Catholic University students, and 40 Days for Life to kind of push the Rosary during the month of October, which is the month of the Rosary, Respect Life Month. And we called it the Rosary for Life, precisely what's going on right now with the Supreme Court. They do need our prayers. And we've been nonstop since May 17th this last year, when the Supreme Court announced they're going to take on these potentially landmark decisions. And we know the Supreme Court has reversed itself before, because they've made mistakes like Brown versus the Board of Education and Plessy versus Ferguson, things like that. So the justices are not endowed with the grace of infallibility, right?
That's so
we have to pray for them, especially now, pray that they have wisdom and courage to make the right choice for the unborn babies in America, as well as we're praying for an outpouring of support for expectant mothers, because it goes both ways, right? It's not just changing law, but it's changing heart to support people. And so that's what we do with the Rosary every night. And then coming up at right in the end of our novena for the Holy Souls will be Veterans Day.
Oh, wow.
And we're asking people during the Family Rosary Cross America, send in pictures of their veterans, their parents, their grandparents who were in the war. Remember that time a couple of years ago, Drew? We visited that cemetery in Italy?
Monte Cassino.
Near Monte Cassino. Anzione Tuno.
And Kay Burke, one of the great supporters of the network, broke down and cried when they prayed.
Well, see, when we got there, they said it's closed. They had a storm last night.
Yep.
And we said, oh, come on. Can't you just open it just for us? You know, we'll just walk in like 5 feet. And, you know, I know how to deal with Italians.
And you right? did. They gave
yeah.
it to you.
I and said, okay,
they opened the gate and you
So they opened
in.
The gate. We walked in. It was closing time, right?
Yeah.
There'd been a big rainstorm and the clouds were starting to part. And then remember what we heard?
Yeah, they played taps, didn't they?
They played taps.
And brought
and
tears
we
were to
all moved, oh, right? Because there's nothing really as pristine and ordered and sacred and inspiring as an American military cemetery, right? They take that kind of what would you call it, the rituals very, very seriously,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And there's a place in the human psyche for that kind of reverence and precision. So whenever there is a military funeral, everybody's paying attention. You know, you don't hear a pin drop.
Yeah, so true.
Everybody's on their best behavior. And that's also the way we should be at Mass because something great is going on. It's the representation of our Lord's sacrifice on Calvary in an unblended manner. And so there's an infinite amount of grace available for people. And we want to pray for your loved ones yeah. during these 9 days. And that's why, you know, we call this Pleasure Drive, you know, join the family. We really are a family, right? People are rooting for each other. They're helping each other.
Yep.
And in a family, the stronger take care of the weaker, the bigger take care of the smaller, the older take care of the younger until they got too old, and then the younger take care of the older, right?
Yep.
That's just the way it goes.
Today, you gave a homily, and you talked about the infinite power of the Mass. And I think that's such an important thing because we celebrate it every day, noon central, but— You know, when we have Masses offered for the souls, so important. You want to share that story? I don't know if you have enough time for
How
it.
How much time do you have?
We only have a couple minutes, Maggie. What, about 3 minutes for our next break or four?
Well, let's see if we can do 2.5.
Yeah, right?
See
if we can do it.
It's a story I tell every year at camp for the kids. It's called the Value of a Mass. So, back in the early 1800s after the French Revolution, in a little town outside of Paris, there was a little old lady walking down the street, Cobblestone Street, and she had a cane. She was kind of bent over because she was older and she had arthritis, and she walked into a store. It was a butcher shop, and there was the butcher right behind the counter and a friend of his, the old captain from the war. And the little old lady said to the butcher, "Can you give me some meat so I could have something to eat?" And the butcher said, "Well, what are you going to give me in return?" Well, she hung her head down because she was poor. And then she had an idea. She said, "Well, I got an idea. I could go hear Mass for you." Well, the butcher really wasn't much of a believer, but he was respectful. He said, "Old woman, okay, will you go ahead and do that? Come back and let's see what that's worth," right? So she shuffled out the door and down the street. And there's a church down there. She walked in. There was Mass going on. So she knelt down and she attended Mass, she received Holy Communion, prayed for the butcher, and came back. About an hour later, he was surprised when she walked in the door again, right? That's her again. And she said, "I heard Mass for you." That's how they used to say it. "I heard Mass for you." And she said, "Can you give me some meat so I could have something to eat?" He said, "Well, let's see what that's worth." And he took out a piece of paper with a pencil and wrote down on the piece of paper, "I heard one Mass for the butcher," and took that piece of paper and put it on the scale. You know how they have that scale on there for, you know, what something weighs?
Yes.
And it little by little went down. And then he went to the refrigerator and got a handful of ground beef, like 95% lean ground beef, USDA number one choice, right? And puts it on the scale. And the scale didn't move. So he got up here in the air, the ground beef, and down there, the little piece of paper. And everybody's surprised, and he's fooling around with the weights. Then he went and got a ham and put a ham on the scale. The scale still didn't move. And then he went to the freezer and got a cow, put a half beef of cow on, still didn't move. And what's the moral of the story? The value of a Mass is infinite. And that's what we do every day at Relevant Radio, praying for the souls in purgatory.
Well, Father, thank you. I hear the music. Short pause. We are in the final 5 minutes of this hour, and we could use you. Help support Relevant Radio. Help support the Mass. We bring it to you every day. We'll be right back.
We've had a great response this hour. We wanted 300 people to pledge before the end of the hour, and we're only looking for 24 more people in the next 5 minutes to make that pledge at 877-291-0123, or better yet, online at relevantradio.com or on your mobile app. If you have your phone ready, you can just tap the app and make your pledge. But lots of pledges coming through, and we're so grateful for it. A lot of prayers, too. We always ask you what your intentions are. Two words you never want to hear in relation to your child: brain and surgery. But Teresa heard those words, and her son needed brain surgery, and it went well. It went very well, so much so that she just called and wanted to make a pledge in thanksgiving for answered prayers. So, Teresa, thank you. We're so grateful that your son is well, and we're so grateful that you want to share your gratitude with us here at Relevant Radio. Mary in Minnesota praying for the incarcerated and for everyone in her family, and Ricardo in California praying for all the souls needing our prayers today in purgatory. Ricardo, we're all praying for those in purgatory, and we're grateful for your support. 877-291-0123. Drew, just 21 more people. We can do this.
Mike, what an hour. I'm always so I'm breathless. I'm stunned. I'm always amazed at the generosity of this hour. This is a Tuesday. We need big giving in order to make our pledge goal. And I'm just so grateful because when you support here, you're saying, hey, I love the fact that you pray on the air. I love the fact that you have the mass, the chaplet, the rosary. I love what Relevant does to bring truth and beauty and goodness to the culture. And you're willing to sacrifice for that. And I just want to say thank you for that. You can still get in. As Mike points out, we're down about 3.5 minutes to go. The number to do that, and your donation is tax deductible, and it will get matched 100% if you call right now, 877-291-0123. If you go online and you do it either over your mobile app or online at relevantradio.com, we'll also send you an MP3 on St. Nicholas. You'll love that, okay? It's done by Father Simon. So that's a great way to give as well.
True. I got to tell you, I think one of the most exciting things that ever happens is you get a chance to have your donation matched dollar for dollar. People say, how do you do that? Well, honestly, folks, we work really hard in between pledge drives to find major gifts that help us to buy new stations. Those are the capital gifts. And for every dollar we bring in for donations from the pledge drive, we're able to free those up for growth. And keep your fingers crossed. If everything goes well, maybe we'll be on 200 stations by the end of the year. We got a couple other deals in the work.
Praise God.
And we're working on that. But, I mean, that's like awesome offer. Your 100 becomes 200, right? Your dollar a day becomes $2 a day. If you were a golfer and you could hit drive 200 yards, that's like the best I can do downhill with the wind at my back. It would go 400 yards. You'd be beating Bryson DeChambeau and all the rest, right? If you could run a 100-yard dash in 15 seconds, you'd do it in 7.5 seconds. Yep. Like, oh my goodness, you'd be – nobody would even show up. You would be the champion of the world. That's you'd awesome. Win everything. That's what it is like when you pledge generously today. Irrelevant. Folks, give till you smile. Maybe today, give till you laugh. And then, you know, you can tell your husband how much you gave and see if he laughs.
That's so funny. Wendy Wiese, who used to broadcast on this, I'd say to my husband, guess how much I saved you today or something. Oh, she'd make a donation.
It's a deal.
You got a 2-for-1 today.
It's a deal. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call. You can pledge safe and secure online at railroad.com or the wonderful app, the best app ever.
Mike, where are we? I know we only have about 1.5 minutes left.
We are down to single digits, according to our experts in the call center. Now, six more calls, six more people to step up right now. Five more, 877-291-0123. Maybe you will be the one to put us over the top for our goal this hour. 300 people. We wanted 300 people. We're at 296 right now. Relevant Radio. .com or 877-291-0123. Support the radio network that shares the fullness of our faith. We talked about the saints yesterday. Yesterday, saints. Today, souls. Tomorrow might be suffering or sacrifice or sacraments, but we share the true fullness of the Catholic faith every day. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com.
Or
hey, that's it. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call. Just rolls right off your tongue, right?
I love it. RelevantRadio.com. You're going to be with me every day, right? Throughout the week?
As much as I can. 3:30. Talk about the novena souls, right?
We got a lot. Please spread devotion to the souls, okay? This novena is a gift for you. Relevant Radio wants to pray for your departed loved ones. Join Father tonight at 7, okay, Central, and draw others. Tell them to join him as well. Let's pray for those who've gone before us. I'll be back.